Melissa Perry for HockeyProspect.com. I'm here with Eric Bradford, forward for the Barry Colts. Eric, you're in your first year of draft eligibility. Would you say that you prepared any differently for this season?
I don't think so. It's you come into the season not too worried about your individual stats and the draft and sort of thing. So you come in ready to work hard and help your team win, and the ultimate goal is to win a championship. So I think I prepare the same every year, and I think it's been the same this summer.
There are a few overagers on your team as well as some drafted players. Is there anyone on your team who's acted as a mentor?
Lots of guys. You know, last year Colin Behanna and Tanner Pearson were real nice to me, and you know, they helped me out. Obviously, Mark Scheifele is a great role model. We're great friends off the ice. We hang out a lot, so I've sort of taken a lot from him and learned a lot.
The Colts are in second place in the Eastern Conference. What would you attribute the success to?
Being complete. We play a full 60 minutes. We got complete lineup through line 1 to 4, and you know, we're all on the same page working hard, so I'd like to contribute success to that overall team effort.
So what makes you a valuable asset to your team?
I think my ability to play 200 feet is my biggest asset to the team. I can play at both ends of the rink and contribute offensively and be that guy to throw at the end of the game to keep out a goal. So, and draws have been huge for me this year, taking important draws for our team. So I think being reliable is the biggest thing for me.
Which of your teammates have you found the most chemistry with this season?
I've played a lot with Andreas Athanasiou throughout the year. You know, he's got great speed and got great instincts out there. So, you know, we've been able to find each other throughout the year, and that's been good for us, and I'd probably say him.
Who would you say has the hardest shot during practice?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Hardest shot. Ooh, I'd probably go with Ekblad, the underager. He's a little one on our team. We call him the baby, but he's got a pretty hard shot. He's pretty strong, so I'd probably him.
Now looking to the other OHL teams, who would you say is the toughest goaltender to face?
Ooh, toughest goaltender would have to be Binnington and Owen Sound or Subban Belvo. You know, we play Owen Sound a lot more, so I'd have to say him because I've seen him a lot more.
Any reason why you wear number 18?
Yeah, I wore number 9 as a kid, and when I went to my first year in Halton, I played in the Halton Hurricanes. 9 was taken, so I just went 2 9s together. 9 plus 9 equals 18, so it sort of stuck with me through hockey and lacrosse growing up.
Now, you recently tweeted the quote, "Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anybody else expects of you." How does this quote play into your game or life in general?
I think you just, you know, expect more of yourself. You know, everybody's got their own opinions on you, and to be able to change their opinions or have them say good things about you is the most important thing, because you want to be known in life as a good person, because a good person in life will take you farther than any sport or any job. So I think that's the most important thing.
Now, one last question. What would you say is your most memorable moment in hockey so far?
Ooh, my most memorable moment would probably be my last year at AAA. We won the GTHL championship, and you know, that was the year before I came here, and it meant a lot to me to help develop me coming here, and I had a lot of good friends from that team, so that'd probably be my greatest memory so far.
Thanks, Eric.